ThomasGod.net.
Hi, Brother Thomas. This is Sister Mary.
Hello, Sister Mary. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brother Thomas. Brother Thomas, in 1 Corinthians 13:4, the Bible tells us that love vaunteth not itself. Can you help me to understand the meaning of vaunteth?
Yes, Sister Mary. Vaunteth is another one of those words, again, I think that needs a brief description as to what the word vaunteth means that you found in 1 Corinthians 13. You know, and so far we have seen the true behavior of the human race and how sinful or disobedient to God's nature of love we really are. We truly are a creation in need of help. But let us learn more about ourselves by examining the mixed sinful or disobedient behavior that we all possess. And you found it in 1 Corinthians 13:4, where it says, charity vaunteth not itself. Or, the word charity means love. Vaunteth actually means to brag or boast. So actually, it would be properly stated as love does not brag or boast on itself. To understand this verse, we must first define the word vaunteth, which we already have, which according to the Greek and English dictionary, it refers to one who brags or boasts about one's own goodness or their accomplishments, or to one who is seeking self-recognition by bringing the attention of oneself by many different methods. This verse is making a statement that those who practice living God's character, otherwise known as love, will not be one who is living their life in boasting, bragging about themselves, nor seeking to gain the attention of others. Such a person is one who always seems to find delight in having to be in the limelight, receiving praise and attention, as is always either boldly or timidly hinting to others about all that they do or have done to others. If they are not lifted up before others and are neglected in being recognized, they will freely provide you with a list of all their accomplishments in order to make you aware of all they do or have done in order that their ego may be fed. This behavior, like all others that we have studied and exposed, has its origin from the same place as anger, unforgiveness, non-patience, jealousy, non-gentleness, non-kindness, and all the others which would be selfishness. That's where its origin is, and this origin, this sinful behavior is the same. Its origin, it comes from selfish nature. Such persons live only to experience that delighted emotion that comes with being lifted up before others or bragged upon. Like all other selfish behaviors, the attention is focused upon their selves and are not aware of the needs of others around them. Boasters are not interested in the accomplishments of anyone else other than their own. In fact, they see others who receive praise as no more than a threat to their own ego. Such a selfish person is very defensive and will show irritation and anger when others receive credit for their work or even for coming up with a grand ideal. This behavior, desiring to be exalted or being praised, as all other selfish behaviors that we have studied, will lead one into other sinful or disobedient behaviors such as anger, jealousy, non-gentleness, non-patience, unforgiveness, fighting, non-kindness, slander, and gossiping toward others. as a method of defense to protect their ego. Such a person may also do all that he can in order to show up the other person, in order to direct the praise and attention back toward themselves by the use of certain tools known as gossip or slander, in order to spread lies and even the truth, in order to destroy the reputation, ideals, and ideals of others' accomplishments, in order to regain their pedestal. Bragging and boasting about one's own self and seeking to live for that feeling of being exalted above others, it is a sin. Love, on the other hand, love does not focus on how to bring harm to others, but instead it will focus on how to help others. True love is so focused upon others' needs and how to help make them successful that they have no time to think about themselves, and is more focused on serving others than they are about being served. True love is also more focused on giving rather than receiving, and finds great pleasure in exalting others than it does in being exalted. Now, we have to ask ourselves this question. What is your life so focused on? Is it focused on what life can give to you, or what you can give to the lives of others? Is your life all about you, or is it all about the lives of others? You know, so far we have seen the sin nature of jealousy. We've seen the sin nature of ourselves as far as not being gentle. We have seen ourselves as not being forgiving. We have seen ourselves as creatures of anger. We have seen ourselves as creatures of selfishness. We have seen ourselves as creatures of not having much patience. And we have seen ourselves as creatures of boasting, or being boasters or praise seekers. You know, you stop and you think about all the sin characters or the behavior, sin behaviors that we have studied so far or looked at so far, Sister Mary. You know, it can be awful depressing. I mean, we started with, you know, God falling in love with man before the creation, and he wanted to live with man eternally, gave him the free ability of choice, and man failed to choose and make the right choice. And all of a sudden we see in the history of the Bible where that took place, and then we see how that man became a sinner. Or we look at the what sin really is, which is a behavior, and it is what we have studied so far. Sin is when we're jealous. Jealousy is a sin. Not being gentle is a sin. Not being forgiving is a sin. Anger is a sin. Selfishness is a sin. Not being patient is a sin. And boasting as well is a sin. And there's some others that we will look at too. But if you look at this, it can be depressing. And as you look about yourself, if you've been honest, while we look at these different character behaviors, it can get pretty depressing as to looking at yourself and seeing all these things in us. But that can be healthy too, especially for someone that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, because Christ came to save us from this behavior. He came to save us from sin and the penalty of sin, of course, which is hell and the eternal lake of fire. But you know, when you look at our behavior, our nature, our disobedient behavior as to what love, opposite from what love is, as it can get you kind of down and feel kind of, you know, sorry for yourself even, it only magnifies the grace and the love of God. Because as we continue, we will get into the promise of God. Remember, we're studying about the promise of God. God hasn't forgotten his promise. Even though this has all taken place and man has become such a creature as we have studied so far, which can be quite depressing, he still loves man, and he hasn't forgotten man yet. He has not, and he made a way to try to save man. And when you look at the downside of our nature, and then you look at the love and the grace of God, it just magnifies. And you just ask yourself, how can God love us? Creatures filled full of jealousy and not being gentle by word or by deed, not being forgiving towards one another, being angry and fussing and fighting towards one another all the time, being selfish and seeking only what we want, not being patient with one another, and being boasters and self-seekers of our own glory and our own praise. I mean, all those things can be quite depressing. And yet it magnifies, like I said, it magnifies God's love for us, because in Scripture it says, even while we were yet sinners. In other words, even while we are yet creatures of jealousy and rage and not being gentle towards one another, and even while we're not being forgiving towards one another, and while we're still, and while we're filled with anger and wrath and filled full of fussing and fighting, while we're so selfish, and while we're not patient with one another, and while we are boasters of one another, He loved us. Because the Scripture says, while we were yet sinners, He loved us. And that's amazing. It's amazing that God would give His life for such creatures as we've been studying, as we look at our nature and look at that sin nature that is so much alive in us. You know, it only magnifies, magnifies. It magnifies the love of God, it magnifies God's love for us, and it magnifies the goodness of God. And it can only leave us to wonder, how can God still keep His promise of wanting to give man eternal life and to live with such a creature as this for eternity? And of course, we will answer those questions as we go along. I hope you're enjoying the program. I hope you're learning from it. I know me and my wife, which is Sister Mary, she is my wife, and we're having a good time with the radio. So, Sister Mary, it's your turn. Does that answer your question, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net.